Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Paul Joyce got to find the winners today. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. And I'll just echo those thoughts. It's a beautiful, clear day. I can look straight out over the Sydney town, and it's about as clear a day as you'd get. So all of that smoke, which was around yesterday and last night, has well and truly blown away with that big subtlety change we had during the evening, Sean.
All right, let's try and find a few winners. Now, the first there today is Scratching Brilliant Mind, number two. The favourite, three Hempstead at 250. Four Cool, one 320. One Quality Seeker, 440. Five Ella Rock, 460. Then 13 or better.
Yeah, only a small field, I think Hempstead will lead Ella Rock. I'm going 5, 1, 3, and 4. I think Ella Rock's a reasonable gamble here. She's a mare that's in good form. She won at Muswellbrook two starts back. And then last time at Newcastle, in a fairly strong benchmark 70, she was only a length and a half off and finishing a fighting fourth. So in a race where you've got a lot of horses that have struggled to win for a while, at least you've got a recent winner and she's in good form. Number one, Quality Seeker. Not sure what to do with him. He's an import. He's had three runs in Victoria for the Mar Eustace stable. Hasn't shown much, but he gets out to 2,000 today. So that might be the key for him. Number three, Hempstead. He'll lead them up, but he rarely hangs on for a win. And the four, Cool One, a local mare. But again, she's got a poor win strike rate. 5, 1, 3, and 4, Sean.
All right, we go to the second event. And here, no scratchings. The favourite is number three, Regal, at 215. One Best Stone, 390. Number four, Japinka, 750. Nine Rose to Victory, 750. A Compatriot, 950. Then 13 or better.
Yeah, pace will come from Compatriot, Bella Rubino, Rigel, and Best Stone. And I'm keen on the one. I've gone 1935. She's nine invincible filly for John Thompson. Tommy Berry takes the ride. Lovely gate today. She's only been in the races once. She was favourite, but she got trapped deep and she ran second behind a really smart galloper of Greg Hickman's called 11-11. Then she had a spell and I really liked her lead-up trial this time around at Rose Hill. So I'm pretty keen on number one, Best Stone. To beat the nine Rose to victory, Clary Connors trained filly. She bumped into some really smart two-year-olds in her first prep, including Diamond Thunder and Kubrick. She trialled well coming into this and she's drawn barrier one. Number three, Rigel, the blinker's going first time, and he'll need to improve off his first up effort here at Hawkesbury. It was quite a strong maiden, though, and he's obviously the favourite. And number five, Ruby Tuesday, she'll get back and run on, as she did in a recent trial. 1, 9, 3, and 5, Sean.
All right, the next put out, four Super Aces, five Piping Roller, six Dizzy Miss Lizzie, 17 Giolini. Favourite, one Aussie, $1.65, three Buzz, $4.80, two Key to Glory, $5, and then double figures.
Yeah, the market pretty much sums this race up. Looking at the speed, you've probably got Aussie and Key to Glory, the first two. And away from that, you're probably looking at maybe Sea-Watch, one of the roughies, punching forward. But small field, no traffic issues. Number one, Aussie should be too good. 1, 3, 2, 8. My numbers, he's been gelded during his spell. The Snowdens have put a couple of gear changes on him and they've given him a few decent rev-ups at the trials, in particular his last trial where he chased home a very smart galloper called Sonderlon. And they gapped the rest of the field. He was really pushed out there by Tommy Berry, and Tommy takes the ride this afternoon. So I just think Aussie will be too good for this field. Number three, Buzz. Well, he hasn't had a trial, so he's probably the big query runner. First up, last prep, he was very heavily back to win a race here at Hawkesbury. That was the only race he's won to date. So just keep an eye on betting moves around the three. Number two, Key to Glory. Well, he's trialled since failing first up at Kembla. The trial didn't exactly jump off the page at me, so I can only really put him in for third. And number eight, Light Charge. Well, I've marked her a rough place hope at best, but in a small field, she snuck away into fourth pick. 1, 3, 2, and 8 in the third, Sean.
All right, the next put out, 4, 7, and 9, which is Kiro's Submission and Who Loves You. The favourite, number 10, Zakat, 220. 2, Declare, 480, along with 8, The Snooper Star. 3, Gone By, 550, then 11 or better.
Yeah, pace here probably comes from the favourite, Zakat, and I'm hoping Pyraminx jumps and goes forward, and Machina Volante, probably the other on-pace runner here. I've marked them 6, 10, 8, and 5. I'm gambling on the 6 Pyraminx at big odds. He's only had the two starts, but his first start ever was a really strong Saturday race at Randwick, where he was beaten 5.5 lengths behind Funstar, who's gone on and become a Group 1 winner since. He then had a spell, came back without a trial at Kembla, was hard in the market, was well backed, but he got trapped 4 and 5 wide the entire trip and knocked up. So it was a forgive effort. And today, under a different scenario, a bit less pressure, maybe out to the 1,300, an easier time up on speed. I just think Pyraminx could be one of those horses that really improves sharply. Number 10's a cat. Well, we've seen him at the races recently knocking on the door. He's desperate to break through, gets his chance today. Does come back from a mile to 1,300, which is a little niggle. Number 8, the Snooker Star. He's been getting back quiet trials, hitting the line late. So watch for him doing his best at the business end. And the 5 Machina Belonte, well, he's definitely over the odds. I like his debut effort at Cessnock. And if he comes on from that, he could certainly get involved here. 6, 10, 8 and 5 in the fourth, Sean.
All right, number 5, Diamonds and Rust, come out of race 5. Now, 7 Giana, 320, 6 Giselle Ann, 360, 7 Crosscheck, $7. 2 Deterra is $8.50, and then double figures after that.
Pace here looks as though it'll come from Giselle Ann and maybe Crosscheck on debut. Not a lot of other obvious pace. I think Yana may get back. I've gone 6, 7, 4, 11. I'm tipping the 6 Giselle Ann. Now, she's had 10 starts and yet to win. A few punters may be nervous, and she was rolled as a $1.40 favourite last start. But I'll make a case for her there. She led them up. She fought hard. She was beaten by a fairly promising galloper, I believe, in Darleb. And they gapped the rest of the field 5 lengths back to third. And they came home in sub-34 second split for the last 600. So even though you're back at $1.40, you're probably dirty. Look, I'd just say she bumped into a very smart horse. And she should break through today or at least go very close. The 7 Yana, she's the big danger. A lightly raced Lonro filly for James Cummings. Only start was at Sale back in February. We haven't seen an official trial. So just watch betting moves on her. I think she'll be running on late. The 4 Crosscheck, a first starter for John O'Shea. Hadn't done a lot at the trials till recently. And I thought that was her best trial, was her latest one. So she could be starting to work it all out. Similar story with the 11 U2, the first starter for Chris Waller. She hadn't shown a lot of the trials up until her latest effort. So it's a bit of a tricky race. I'll go 6, 7, 4, 11.
Righto, race 6, no scratchings. The favourite, number 3, Gimme Shelter, 270. 1, Queen of Blaze, 380. 4, Cat Gully Red, 550, along with 5, Paris and May, and then double figures.
Well, the market's really moved there in favour of Gimme Shelter because Queen of Blaze had been the favourite leading up till this morning. So I'm keen to see that because I like Gimme Shelter. 3, 1, 5, 8, my numbers. She's resuming without a trial, which is why I wanted to see some market support. But obviously she's locally trained. She's got a very good turn of foot on her, this mare, and she was racing in much stronger city grade last prep. She was placed at Randwick behind Terminology, runner-up behind Sir Elton before she went for a break. So I just needed her to be forward and up in condition, and that market move suggests she is, and she should be winning. Number 1, Queen of Blaze. She's the big danger. She's got a great strike rate. Angela Davies, very astute trainer, and she brings this mare second up into this race this afternoon after resuming at Muswellbrook. The 5 Paris in May, well, he's got a good strike rate too. 3 wins from 8 starts. He's trained locally, come up with Barrier 1, got Brenton Abdullah aboard, so you could make a case for him. And the 8 Stone Cold, getting the blinkers applied first time at start number 40. So let's see if that does the job. He has been here twice before and had 2 second place finishes. My number's in the 6, 3, 1, 5, 8.
Number 9, Cadence, comes out of race 7. The favourite, 8, Piping Collar, at $2, Piping Royal at $2.50. 6, Sedona, $3.40. Number 5, Commuters, $5. 4, Bandersnatch, $8. Then 11 or longer.
Yeah, Pacey, there should be a bit of it. Bandersnatch, Commute, Quick Finance, and maybe Mojito, Piping Roller. A good speed. I've gone 6, 5, 4, 3. 6 on top, Sedona. I think you'll really relish the solid tempo. He came from off pace first up at Kembla. He rounded them up really stylishly late. And the third horse there, Canyonero, has since come out and run really impressively. CJ Graham, she rode him at Kembla and she sticks aboard today. So we also get the 2 kilos off. So pretty keen on Sedona. To beat the 5 Commute, she's a talented mare. She's been racing in town her past 3 starts. And Tracy Bartley going through a real purple patch at the moment. He's a stable you want to follow. The 4 Bandersnatch resumes from a couple of quiet trials for Gerald Ryan. If you go back and have a look at his Newcastle win last prep, he won by 5.5 lengths and he absolutely bolted in that day. I'd like to see him come back in that sort of form. And number 3, Quick Finance. If you want a roughie, he could be the big improver. He had no luck at all first up here around Hawkesbury when in the market. 6, 5, 4 and 3 in race 7.
Now, the next 1, Alia, and 7, Kentucky Tornado, come out of the final event, race 8. 2, King Hewitt, favourite, $2.98, magnificently $3. 4, Balmaceda, $3.70. Then it's 10 or longer.
Yeah, pace probably comes from Ask to Leave, magnificently. King Hewitt, I've gone 3, 2, 4, 8. I like the 3 Spin Bowls, another local. Toby Jennings to do the riding. Grant Buckley did the steering last start, and he did a great job on this horse to win a fast 2 over this track and distance. He had to shove his way out of a pocket at the top of the straight. And a sharp turn of foot was all that was required to get him home. I think the stable have got him in terrific shape. And even though he can't mix his form, he seems to race best here at his home track. So I'll go with the 3 Spin Bowls at good each way odds. To beat the 2, King Hewitt, they're coming back in grade after a couple of efforts in town at his last three starts. So I think he'll, well, his last five starts, I think he'll really relish coming back to the provincials and 3 kilos off of Tom Sherry. The four Balmaceda, well, he attacked the line well first up here at Hawkesbury, so he should be thereabouts. And number eight, magnificently for Clary Connors. She's now had three starts for a win and two placings, so it's very hard to leave her out, particularly off a gun draw with Tommy Berry in the saddle. 3, 2, 4, and 8, Sean, to round us out.
All right, what are your best, Paul?
Best bets, race 2, number 1, a horse called Best Stone. She's an I'm Invincible filly resuming off a good trial. And the best value is race 4, number 6, Pyraminx. I'm expecting some improvement at his third start.
All right, and you've got a quaddy for us as well?
I do have a quaddy, especially for you, Sean. I will give you a quaddy here. The first leg, I've got 6, 7, 4, 11. The second leg, I'm trimming up at numbers 3 and 1. Third leg, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 8. And the final leg, 3, 2, 4, 8, and 6. And as usual, Sean, I try and budget it. $20 gets you 10% of the dividend. So a good way to play the last four races there today at Hawkesbury.
Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you later on. Good luck today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Sean.